Experts think Diamond's case may be the first recorded example in the U.S. of wild dolphins using bright lights from a bow fishing boat to aid their hunt. "I'm just so happy to see them every day," Diamond says. "I've been watching these generations grow up." The first few years, the dolphins hung around. Diamond says he found them to be a nuisance. They dart by sporadically, stir up the seafloor, and scare fish from his spots. As the bond blossomed, though, he came around. He realized they were an asset, not a pest. Others told him the relationship with the animals could be something special. So in 2023, he emailed experts, inviting them to witness the dolphins' behavior. At first, it was hard for scientists to believe, he says. He emailed Stephanie Gazda, founder of the Cedar Key Dolphin Project, a nonprofit that tracks, studies, and rescues bottlenose dolphins along the nature coast. At the time, Gazda says she was preoccupied with the rescue of a dolphin calf, but her interest was piqued. Raising awareness. In August 2023, Gazda ventured into the Gulf with Diamond for the first time. That first night was eye-opening, she remembers. The dolphins arrived at the boat right after the lights came on, and they stuck around for several hours. "There's something here," Gazda thought at the time. "This has potential." 2 years later, and the Cedar Key Dolphin Project is all in. A handful of researchers boarded Diamond's boat to observe this unique behavior. Will this hunting behavior carry forward to future generations? In April, when calves are typically born, Diamond said he will see moms sometimes bring their babies by his boat. They swim on the outskirts of the group for a few hours at a time. And Diamond likes to think these moms are giving their offspring a chance to observe other dolphins hunting. Overall, Diamond estimates he has spent more than 10,000 hours with the dolphins. This is a rare example of humans and wildlife working together. Vocabulary focus. Swerve. Unravel. Flank. Notch. Nuisance. Sporadically. Come around. Pique someone's interest, curiosity.